A deadly shooting between 33rd and 34th in Portland, middle of the morning. A 37-year-old white woman is dead. ICE officers believe they acted in self-defense. The mayor of Minneapolis says any level of trying to spin this from the federal government is BS. Tells ICE they should get the blank out of Minneapolis. Videos are available all over the place. I have two different examples of the video on my feed right now at Chad Hartman Show. Let's bring in our friend and a man who has dealt with life-ending situations multiple times as an officer himself, as someone who has led a police department. He is the former St. Cloud Police Chief. He's our friend Blair Anderson with us. Blair, it is extraordinarily sad and awful that we are having this conversation today, but we are. As an officer, when you've had a chance to witness what you have witnessed from the video or videos, whatever you've seen, what do you see, sir?
Well, thanks for having me on, Chad. Yeah, this is awful, just as we are maybe starting to catch our collective breath from George Floyd. Here we are back at Ground Zero. Here's the tricky part, and I'm not equivocating, and I hope that they do a thorough investigation and not like they have been quick to exonerate when something happens. The sad part for the rest of us, right, as civilians, as citizens, is we have to wait for that, and I'm not trying to belabor the point. You asked me a question, and so the answer is, if that person, that officer out there feels that they are in imminent danger, they're allowed to use deadly force. And the only other time, if somebody is fleeing, that you can use deadly force is if you think there's an imminent threat, if that person gets away, or you already know that they've committed a bunch of heinous crimes and you don't want that person to flee.
On those points, yeah, it please. Appears those last points would not be relevant, right? This
correct.
Is
That's
an individual
correct.
Who was not the target.
That's correct.
Race does matter in this case. A lot of times we don't bring up race unless it's relevant. This is a 37-year-old white woman, so they're not coming to arrest her. Her vehicle's parked in a way, according to O'Hara, that may have been intending to disrupt what ICE is trying to execute. I mean, from what you can see, the officer that's in front of the vehicle, as the vehicle backs up and is clearly turning right, and if someone wants to make the argument this vehicle's turning right to avoid the officer, I have no problem with that. But when it's backing up and is accelerating, turning somewhat to you but someone away from you, is that enough of imminent danger in your training?
It depends on who's there and what they see at the time. And I know that's not what people want to hear, but it depends. If you're out there and that vehicle's coming toward you, got, and remember this too, Chad, I'm not making excuses, but when you're in a situation like that, your auditory senses slow down. Again, people don't want to hear this, but it's not like TV. And so what we might see later might not be the same thing that person saw, and that's no excuse. You have to be professional enough and have some situational awareness. And this doesn't look good. And I hope people don't think I'm equivocating. I'm giving you the professional answer and what is going to take place now. But no, it doesn't appear that anybody was in imminent danger. But, you know, we weren't out there, and so I didn't see it the way that person saw it up close and personal. Either way, it's horrible. It's awful. And, you know, prayers out to that woman's family. This doesn't make any sense. But let me ask you a question, Chad. Are we surprised that we finally got to this place? I'm not.
For me, zero.
I'm not at all. And the time is already passed that perhaps All of us collectively need to stand up and figure out a way to do something, because this is, I mean, a blind person can see it a mile away, what the end game is here. And this is deplorable, man. We've got, and I can tell you this, that, you know, this isn't new trying to deploy federal officers. During the first term, they were asking the same questions, right, of municipalities. Hey, you guys help us with these sweeps or whatever. And for people who said no, the cities and counties and states were threatened that their federal funding would be withheld for highways and different stuff like that. But that's when leadership takes over, and our mayor said, well, that has no bearing on my decision. You know, we're not going to be in the business of being ICE officers and doing roundups for the federal government. And so, but here we are now, and we've got people deployed in several different cities. And I'm with you, Chad. I am not surprised one bit that this has happened. Tragic as it is, it was inevitable.
It's inevitable. This is about intimidation. This is directed only at states run by governors who are Democrats. There are illegal immigrants in numerous other states led by Republican governors, and nothing has been done in those states. This is the president and his revenge tour. Let's now play you, because I have not heard this yet, but this is Kristi Noem, the director of Homeland Security, in the last, what would you say, 60 minutes or so, Dave? Last 60 minutes.
About that, yeah.
Reacting and offering up her comments about what took place between 33rd and 34th on Portland. Here you go.
You asked about a shooting that we just had in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened was our ICE officers were out in an enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively shot to protect himself and the people around him. And my understanding is that she was hit and is deceased. We're continuing to gather more information, but this goes to show the assaults that our ICE officers and our law enforcement are under every single day. These vehicle rammings are domestic acts of terrorism. We're working with the Department of Justice to prosecute them as such. We will continue to protect our ICE officers and in cooperation with other law enforcement agencies as well.
What the hell is she talking about a vehicle stuck in the snow? Okay, if you want to believe in the federal government on this, what a novel concept. I would like to believe in law enforcement, the commander-in-chief, and have an independent investigation and to understand precisely what happened. But an individual who is not qualified in any way to hold that position is making up stuff out of thin air. And sadly, Blair, I'm not surprised in any way.
I'm not either. And ironically, those comments are being made on one of the nicest days we've had in Minnesota in about the last 2 weeks.
Exactly.
I mean, it strains credulity. And she just showed how unqualified she is to hold that position, because anybody in her position would have given the standard answer that nobody wants to hear. But it's the truth, which is we're looking into this. And as soon as we have information to share with you, we will be transparent about that. But to just go ahead and fill in the blanks and make it up is doing a disservice to everybody, to everyone, of course, the victim's family, and all of us as citizens. Are we supposed to be that stupid anymore that's all you have to do is just come out and say, well, here's what we say happened? Yeah, no, man, we're in big trouble. And here we go again.
I mean,
and
it's
sadly,
this
won't be the last time this happens, Chad. You know that, right?
Without a doubt. I mean, anybody who has been paying attention, because maybe it was in our last conversation, maybe Dave and I, we talked many, many times. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Mm-hmm. And the idea that today was the end is not close. And let's reiterate, first of all, we're talking with Blair Anderson, our great longtime friend who was formerly the police chief in St. Cloud and did exemplary work there. I am not in a, I don't want anybody to misunderstand me when I say someone who entered this country and has been involved in violent offenses, they have to be found, they have to be apprehended, and they have to face whatever justice they should face, and they need to be eliminated from the country. Absolutely.
Agreed.
And I know you agree with that 100%.
Agreed.
But
100%.
Going to specific cities in Democratic-run states is meant to intimidate and direct justice in a way that benefits the president of the United States. This isn't 50 states. This is just states where he didn't win, and in particular, if a governor had the audacity to speak up and potentially disagree with him. That's what this is about.
And here's my question, rhetorical or not, Chad. How much time and effort is really being spent on apprehending those folks that you mentioned at the top of your comments there? If they are illegal, if they are involved in nefarious and violent and all kinds of criminal behavior, yes, they should be found and deported or however we want to handle that through our legal system. But my question is, I haven't seen any proof that those are the people that we're going after and deporting them. And you would think that if they're rounding up the worst of the worst in those kinds of numbers, we'd be seeing a lot more perp walks. But
correct.
I haven't.
Correct.
I haven't. And so that just begs the question, which we all know the answer to. Again, more irony, I was at Menards earlier, so I missed all of this. And I pulled in to the Menards in Fridley, and there's a bunch of Border Patrol agents rounding up brown people,
yep.
People who look like me.
Look like you. I could walk right by them. You could be questioned.
And I thought, my goodness, this is really, really getting out of hand. When you see it up close and personal, it's different than seeing it on the news. I mean, I'm at Menards, for goodness sake.
Yep.
And they've got vans out there and people cuffed and they're loading them in the van. And I'm going, what in the hell? What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
It could be at schools. It could be at churches. They're everywhere. Blair, we have to go. Tremendous insight as always. Be safe and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, my friend. Have a good day.
St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson. We're going to get Susie come back, kind of give a reset for people who've been in and out because there was a deadly shooting, a 37-year-old white woman killed by an ICE officer earlier this morning, between 33rd and 34th Portland in South Minneapolis.